Mark Middleton and Matt Hafey, very nice to speak to you both. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mark, I'm going to start with you. This is something new for Growing Boulder, right? You're venturing into esports. Tell me what you've got coming up and what the sort of motivation for it was.
Thank you, Matthew. We're very excited to have what we believe is the world's first ever intergenerational tournament online. We're going to play Among Us June 10th on the Twitch platform. Yeah, we believe in social gaming and esports for an older demographic, which is kind of what Growing Boulder has built a business around, and that is smashing all of the outdated and unjustified stereotypes, because older people love to play games. Gaming is healthy for older people, and so we just want to be the first to go there, and we're thrilled to do it on Twitch, which is a great streaming platform. And beyond that, we're really excited to do it with Matt Hafey, who is a well-known streamer on Twitch, also a well-known heavy metal rock star, and what is less well known is that he's also the director of the Growing Boulder Boulder X Initiative.
Okay, so tell me a little more about the Boulder X Initiative, Mark. This is something new for you this year?
It is new. I think we've been planning on doing this for some time, Matthew, but I think the pandemic exacerbated the importance of socialization for older people in particular. We were all isolated and had very little opportunity to engage with one another. And the internet provides a lot of different opportunities to do that, and streaming in particular. So the Boulder X Initiative is what we are calling our esports and social gaming platform. And we're going to do it in partnership with Full Sail University initially and regularly throughout the coming months and years on Twitch.
Mm-hmm. So Matt, you mentioned at the start of our conversation that you play in the band Trivium, and I can, just for the benefit of our listeners, there's a lot of guitars lined up behind you and some band posters. Was esports something you got into as kind of a side gig from music, or did the two sort of come up together? Just tell me a little bit about your background.
Yep. My mom's Japanese. My dad is a Marine. They met each other when he was stationed in Iwakuni. I was actually born in Iwakuni, Japan. We immigrated over here. My mom and I did. My dad moved back to the States in 1987 when I was 1 year old. My dad was deployed a lot, so my mom basically raised me on what she knew, and a lot of that stuff was anime, Japanese movies, and video games. I was actually playing video games well before I even was aware of what music was. I picked up an interest in music when I was 11, trying out for Trivium when I was 12, made it in the band when I was 13 years old. So I've been in Trivium. It was my first band, first job. I had video games and music basically in separate facets of my life the whole time, never really realizing I can combine the two. It was about 4 years ago when I decided to make the move and start streaming on Twitch, which initially was known 100% for being a live gaming platform. When I first came over for the first couple months, it was just gaming, and then I started actually integrating and streaming my music as well. So I started streaming trivia music on top of playing streaming gaming as well, and I had the two worlds merge. And so for the last 4 years, I've been consistently streaming 5 days a week off tour, 7 days a week on tour, unless travel gets in the way. My band is also very streaming forward. We just purchased an airplane hangar, and we're converting that to be our band's practice place, studio, streaming center, and all-around HQ content creation platform.
And tell me a little more about the game.
Among Us is a 10-person game. What it is, it's more like a murder mystery board game, a game like Clue. And so there's 10 people on this ship. There's very simple tasks like match color to color, letter to letter, consecutive counting, things like that. And two of the 10 are always things called imposters. It's randomly assigned, and those two need to go around and basically kill off the other crewmates. Every time something is suspicious, or every time someone sees something weird, finds a body, decides that someone's acting weird, they can call a meeting. And that's when the game becomes really interesting. And that's where everyone in the game actually speaks to each other, and they have to convince, hey, it was red that did this, or hey, it was blue, I saw doing something weird, or yellow, what were you doing? And they're all color-based. So it becomes a game that's about conversation and deception and teamwork, and that's why it works so well. And I find that since streaming so much and since meeting different gamers and streamers and having these new relationships with our viewers, I've seen that sometimes the game is interchangeable, and what people really want to see is the conversation between people. What they really want to see is the bond between multiple people and how they make that work. Even things for like shooting games, for example, like it is very much so about strategy and teamwork. Counter-Strike is probably one of the biggest esports games that's ever happened, and that game, I think Counter-Strike's been around since the 90s or so, but still, it's roughly the same iteration that's out now. But because of the strategy involved between the teams, it's become something that's, you know, as big as team sports.
Mark, you've had this idea cooking for a while, right? And then the pandemic came along and interrupted it, but also brought a bit more urgency, kind of a need to connect people again. So now is a good time to launch this Boulder X initiative. But tell me a little bit about your interest in esports. Like, have you been paying attention to tournaments? Have you been to some of them? What's your kind of take on esports in general?
No, I really had to have esports explained to me about a year ago, Matthew, to be honest with you. But I read a lot about it. I became fascinated, frankly, with the corporate interest in it. You know, almost every major corporation, every major industry, every major advertiser is now involved in esports because they understand it's a great way to connect with a very passionate audience. There are esports athletes who are, you know, literally making $2.5-3 million a month playing esports. There are legitimate, big time, bona fide physicians who now actually prescribe esports. You know, it was funny, many, many years ago, we were told that, you know, people who were involved in gaming were just kind of 18-year-olds in their parents' basement and it was not healthy for them. Now we're learning that it is healthy for us, that it is good for our cognitive development, that it is good for socialization, that it is maybe, you know, one of the very few things where grandparents and grandkids can compete equally and interact in a way that is very, very powerful. So, you know, culturally, there are just a whole lot of benefits. And the more I paid attention to esports, the more I hung out with people like Matt Heafy, the more I began to believe that it really has some powerful application for the health and well-being of older adults, which is really why we're interested in it. A, it's fun. B, it's good for us. And C, it provides these intergenerational connections. I mean, it's why Matt Heafy and I have become friends. I mean, if you would have told me a year ago, I'd be good friends with a guy who is an international heavy metal rock star who plays to sold-out concerts all over the world and has got tattoos from one end of his body to the other. I would have said, well, I'd love to meet the guy, but I never will. Well, we've met through this. We've become good friends. And that's really what this is all about, what our platform on Twitch is all about. We're going to bring together makers, creators, influencers, whatever you want to call them, for different passions and let them talk to one another. It won't just be esports. So the Growing Boulder channel on Twitch will bring together younger painters and older painters, younger musicians and older musicians, younger quilters and older quilters, younger media stars and older media stars, and they'll talk about life from these two different perspectives. So it's really, really exciting. You guys at WMFE bring a lot of very provocative programming to people. We're going to do the same thing and really, I think, be the first to create an intergenerational media platform.
Did you say quilting? Is that going to be part of this tournament?
No, not part of this, but after this tournament, we're getting into every type of passion that there is, and we'll bring together people from different generations to talk about it.
That's the big thing that with Twitch that we've seen lately since I decided to make the plunge and start streaming live music. We started seeing that more and more people want to stream everything. And just like I said earlier about how sometimes the game is not necessarily always relevant to what the viewers want to see. They want to see the connection between human beings, that we start to see, like Mark said, makers, craftspeople, guitar builders, having a young guitar builder who wants to get started with it, talking to a pro on the Growing Boulder Twitch. So it's going to be about that. It's going to be about bringing conversation and bringing different generations together with a medium that could be interchangeable in the middle. It might be a game. It might be two people who share the same skill and the same love for a craft.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining me, my guests are Mark Middleton with Growing Boulder and Matt Heafy, who's a Twitch streamer and musician, talking about the Boulder X competition, the first esports competition geared towards older folks. Mark, do you have some favorite kind of esports that you like to watch? I mean, in the course of your research, have you kind of glommed onto some stuff that you might want to give a go yourself?
No, I don't, you know, Among Us is the perfect game for us to play because, as Matt said, it's really kind of a board game. It's a party game. I'm too busy to spend a lot of time gaming myself, to be honest with you. I just understand that it has great value for the health of older adults. I honestly believe, Matt, at some point a gaming room will be in every senior living community in America, because it's a way that you can sit in front of a computer and you can interact with people all over the world. I think that its highest and maybe its most profound use will be with older adults. So I'm more focused on trying to make that option available for people who have time to do it. I'm learning as I go. I'm going to help Matt call, do the play-by-play for this first tournament on June 10th, and I'll probably be assuming the role of what most of our viewers will be, and that's kind of like the naive, I really don't know what's going on kind of a guy, and Matt Eavy will explain it to me.
I will say, though, that already with Mark having been on my stream a couple times and me being on Mark's stream a couple times, the Trivium / Twitch / Growing Boulder / general audience of Twitch all loves Mark. And, I mean, he's a superstar with them. And he was amazing at Among Us, very first time he ever played it. And I do same thing that Mark said, believe that having gaming between different groups of people is such a huge thing. Just yesterday, I did a big Memorial Day stream for StackUp.org. StackUp.org is a veteran and active military run charity that what they do is they provide mental health outreach. They create gaming packages to send to soldiers who are deployed, ones that are retired, ones that are veterans. It's purely raised off donations for what they do here. And so what I've been able to see is like there's an incredible massive range of veterans that all game as well. So you imagine, you know, 50 through 100 years old, someone has probably served in those groups. So these are ways for them to get back into being able to be in a unit and be able to game with each other and have a good time and be able to relate that way. And so it's amazing to see like all the different ranges that you can have. And I do believe that, you know, you think of people like Mark was saying, and like senior living facilities, like they want things to do. It doesn't always have to be board games. And if we can have gaming rooms there, you can have them playing Minecraft or Call of Duty or whatever it may be, whatever they're feeling, and they can find different communities within what they like throughout life.
Mm-hmm. Mark, how long has the Growing Boulder Twitch been up and running?
We launched it, I would say, 3 weeks ago, but I kind of describe it as a beta version. We've really not promoted it yet. We're trying to figure it all out, but we are putting some investment in our office here, Matt, to create the ability, the frictionless ability, if you will, to be able to go live and stream at any point. And you know what I've learned from Matt, you know, as a broadcaster, I kind of want everything to be perfect, and we do as much as we can to make sure that you know, there's as few problems as possible. But in streaming, it's they want to see behind the scenes. They want to see the reality. They want to see you fix the problems when you have them. And yeah, you know, so I've got to get over the fact trying to make it perfect. So it's up and running right now. Just go to twitch.tv/growingboulder. And then, Matt, what do you say? Follow? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yep, following is
follow and you,
all the channels.
And you'll be notified every time we go live. And we are going to create a block of regular programming that hopefully will gradually expand to the point where we're streaming live, you know, several hours every day.
So you're kind of content agnostic. You're just seeing this as another way to get content out to people, Mark? Like, would you be streaming just regular Growing Boulder programming, or is it like special events? Like, what's your thought there?
It's going to be a little bit of everything. It will be a channel that will have special events. It will have special tournaments, and it will stream some Growing Boulder content. I think that, you know, we've all known for a while, all of us in media, that the future is digital. But, you know, that was something that was, you know, reinforced in a very painful message, in a very painful way to many people during the pandemic. If you couldn't interact with people digitally, you weren't going to reach them. So as a media company, we just want to be on every platform and meet people wherever they are. And we're learning that increasingly older people are on streaming platforms. Increasingly older people are on social platforms. So we just want to put our content there. Our Twitch channel will be different from our other platforms, but to answer your question, it will contain some regular Growing Boulder programming, but we're going to paint outside the lines. We're going to think outside the box and try to do some stuff for an older demographic that nobody's done before.
Mm-hmm.
And what people want to see too, Matt, on Twitch is the host and the viewer conversation. Like, that's what Twitch is at its heart. I feel like a lot of people are looking at different social medias and saying, well, why not YouTube? Why not Instagram for different companies or what they may do? And why not this or that? But the difference of what Twitch is it all of a sudden turns it into where when I'm streaming, even if there's, you know, the other day on a front page feature, there was 25,000 people watching. Even if there's 25,000 people watching, that one viewer, viewer six or viewer random viewer 6,049, they feel like I'm speaking directly to them. And that's what Twitch is all about. It's that live, instantaneous, two-way conversation between host and viewer. And to have the Growing Boulder channel, having Mark speaking with, you know, other experts at their craft, legendary musicians, or bringing on people who, like Mark said earlier, a master quilter who's talking to someone in their 20s who wants to become a master quilter when they're older, having those conversations where then they can interact in real time with the viewers there in that moment. That's what the heart of Twitch is. It's all about community and bringing in different communities from different aspects of life, with Growing Boulder being a lifestyle brand that has always been about creating community within Growing Boulder. Now you can have these different facets of people's interests and then speak to those viewers directly in that moment.
Just to wrap up here, I wonder if you could just kind of outline some of the basics, like if people are interested in the Boulder X tournament, what should they expect? Where can they go to see it?
Twitch.tv/Growing Boulder. Everyone hit follow, turn notifications on. That's Growing Boulder's Twitch channel. Next Thursday, June 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern is the Growing Boulder Intergenerational Among Us tournament. It's 10 players with 10 of their coaches, essentially. The 10 quote coaches are streamer friends of mine, streamer friends from my community that are basically there to run IT. Anyone can play games. The next level up that we'll start teaching people with Growing Boulder's Twitch is how to stream. How to stream is a little bit of a couple more steps, but we've got 10 streamers there, and they all have their 50 plus them. That's their mentee, the streamers, their coach. So that's the intergenerational component. And that will be June 10th, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Well, we've been speaking to Mark Middleton. He's the founder and CEO of Growing Boulder, talking about the Boulder X Games next week. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Matthew, I appreciate it. Congratulations on all that you do, and thank you for WMFE.
And also joining us, Matt Hafey. He's a guitarist with the band Trivium. He's also a Twitch streamer. He'll be co-hosting the Boulder X Games. Matt, thanks so much for your time as well.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Good to talk to you.